Tom is in Troy, New York. Great job here. This part of the Vineyard. Every time I come over, I speak over here every once in a while for Bible study. And I tell Pastor Cam, what he puts in one Bible study would take me 10. I said, well, you got to do what I see as appropriate. Cam, man, first, how do you get through my scripture, man? If you're breaking down, turn loose. Use a great, you're a very, very privileged of pantry. Amen. And turn, because sometimes it's hard to turn food just to be church. Food is saints, help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. But then now turn it to the outside. So, Agape, you are to be complimented for all the work you're doing here. Hard work. We want to thank Dennis Carey for her work and anniversary always. And we ask for God. I think besides, now I don't know what y'all do for church convention time, because y'all young ladies, y'all never had me. Just kidding. But besides the Church of Jesus Christ convention, where they cook breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Anniversary. So some of our sets, I think there's only two of our sets you hang in there all the time. And I really have them the whole time. We turned on these shoes up here last night singing. Amen. So we compliment you all on your lengthy, amen, extensive services. And they don't even look tired. Amen. So that's to be congratulated. When we see Church of Jesus Christ, we're there on Wednesday night. By the time I need to stop at one week night, and when time we get back to bed, Pastor Tommy still can say he's talking about 30 minutes. The staff that you all have, I don't have. We want to give honor to the host pastor. Amen. It's been nice to congratulate you on your 11th anniversary. God is doing great things. I've heard him preach a lot, but I told him he's the only person I know who made Leah look good. Amen. And thank God he came down to keep our anniversary, and then he preached the apostolic fellowship and unto rest. Amen. So thank God for our good friend, Pastor Danny Dodd. He's our go-to man at the apostolic fellowship. Every time we need something, just call Doc. And they will be hosting fellowship this year, so we're looking forward to it. Pastor Lord, God bless you. We've been in fellowship with my good Yankee friend there back in their car. We got his head down. Because they had a little bit of a slump. We'll try to cheer you up. Bishop Thomas, amen. God bless you. And the Church of Jesus Christ. Pastor right around the corner. Amen. Fellowship, and as he always says, good to get along with the church down the street. Amen. We have a great relationship. Thank God for Mom Thomas as well. Amen. Please stand so we can thank God for all of you who are here this evening. They are. Touch his messages. I'm just going to try to do what I can do. Is that all right, everybody? Now, if you could just stand, I'm going to pray. I want to give honor to everyone in the house today. And thank God for being able to get around my wife and children. And I will be glad when they come home. Amen. And Bishop Williams, who we are, Bishop Leon Williams, you all know the late great Bishop Leon Williams. He was, like I said, he said it publicly. And he was sitting in his house after his wife had passed. He said he started hearing that creaking. And then he said, I don't want to get mad. But thank God, our neighborhood is so quiet, I'm not even hearing creaking. But I'll be glad when they come home. This is a long duration, but God is blessing them where they are. Jesus Christ that was shed for us, that we might have an opportunity for the true life. Now, Lord, we ask you to bless the word tonight. Give us the very hear the Spirit is saying, bind any distractions, and let us focus in. Let us hear, let us have hearts of flesh rather than hearts of stone. Allow your servant to decrease that he might increase. Allow us to speak in the power and the demonstration of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. We say amen. You may be seated. Again, we read scripture that in Jerusalem when I preach, I do not ask the saints to stand, though I know some of you are with all the congregations when the word is being read and stand. So I believe you should honor your home. Amen. So everybody that's there at your church when the pastor on Sunday morning reads the word, stand, and you ought to be standing. Amen. 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 Because that's what y'all do at home. Whatever you've been trained at home to do, that's how you should do when you're on the road. And that's why you get trained. But at New Jerusalem, we all stand. But those who have been trained to stand, you ought to stand. Even if the preacher on action standing, that's what you've been trained to do. That doesn't sound right. Amen. That's how we get trained. Thank God for training. Psalm 25, the leading scripture, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul, O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, let not my enemies triumph over me. And then I want to add Proverbs 3, amen, which says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days of long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, and write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord, our two key verses. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Verse 6 again, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. You may be seated. And before I have a sermon here that has a 45-minute version, an hour and a half version, and a 2-hour version. I'll see if I can keep it at between the 35 and 45-minute version. Y'all remember the LPs? They have different LPs in different lengths. So we're going to try to keep it 45-minute version today. The Lord help us. I want to use for a subject, acknowledgement, the currency of trust. Amen. Acknowledgement, in the context of your theme, the currency of trust. The currency of trust. And then for a subtopic, to God be the Lord. Yes. Acknowledgement is the currency of trust. Yeah. If I'm going to say, I trust in the Lord, then I've got to acknowledge him. Before, during, and after the trust process. Yeah. See, trust is a process. Yeah. And I've got to acknowledge God before I trust him, while I trust him, and after I have trusted him. And the acknowledgement becomes the currency. See, a currency is a means of exchange. Right? It is the key to the relationship. If you present someone with counterfeit currency, they can't trust you. Help me, Holy Ghost. If you present God with counterfeit currency, he can't trust you. Amen. But if you present him with currency of the heart, oh, somebody said, circumcise my heart, O God. If you present him with the currency of the heart, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. If you present him with the currency of a clean heart, a circumcised heart, he then can reinforce the trust that you have in him. Everybody know what I'm saying? See, the Lord would love to reinforce the trust that you displayed in him, but he needs the right heart in order to reinforce that you have. Else you end up reinforcing the wrong thing. You can't reinforce that which isn't right, because then you keep getting that which isn't right. Help me, Holy Ghost. That's why I say, why would the Lord bless everything? Because everything is not God. You know what I'm saying? He can't bless everything, because then if he's going to bless everything, he might You got to have the currency. Said, you got to acknowledge me. You got to know that it's me who brought you out this morning. You can't just get out of bed and act like you did it by yourself. You can't just get out of bed and act like you woke yourself up. I need to hear praise in the morning. I need to hear a hallelujah in the morning. I need to hear a thank you, Jesus, in the morning. I need you to tell me, Lord, I thank you for waking me up.
Thank you. you got to acknowledge me. You got to say thank you. You got to stop and realize that your trust is based on acknowledgement. It's based on the fact that before you even got in the situation, you knew that I could help you. So you got to know that God can help you. See, once you know God can help you, you quit trying to help yourself.
What's going to help them?
But God gives you the advice. He's the advice to tell you what's going to help you. We've got to stop rushing. Right? The world is in a rush. And then the saints get right in the rush. You got to quit watching CNN and pray. You got to quit watching MSNBC and pray. Quit watching Fox News and pray. Right? Because the news will make you think everything is bad. Yeah. Right. But if you know you need God, I'll tell you it's not as bad as they don't know who I am.
Just
than what you preach. Oh Lord, sometimes he needs you to teach you more than what you preach. Because what you preach was for the people, but he has something else for you. see what God gave you. That's who Delilah is. See, God gave Samson the head. That's what I said. And he said, he told the prince, don't touch. Let nothing come nigh his head. I heard what I said. He told you, don't let anything come nigh your preaching.
Why don't they
tell you in Jesus' name.
Amazing Grace have a pastor who will protect the church. Yeah.
trust them. Right? But if I can't trust you, I'm not going to work with you. I don't work with you if I can't trust. God doesn't work with folks he can't trust. God does not work with people he can't trust. Just ask Judas. Just ask Jonah. The Lord didn't work with John until Jonah got in that fish and said, "Now I'm ready, Lord." He couldn't trust Jonah before that. Okay, I think I'm on my 45-minute basis. Since you have currency, see, your currency is acknowledging God. It's saying, "Lord, I need you now more than ever." It doesn't matter how great you are. It doesn't matter what people think about you. So that's why I don't like folks reading my bio. Because I had the Holy Ghost before I had the bio. I turned around off the way before I had an education. I turned around off the way before I had a degree. So it's not the degree, it's the Holy Ghost. So I don't want folks reading my bio. God bless you and God keep you.